You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is shutting down privately owned casinos in Detroit temporarily to fight against the spread of coronavirus. She's also banned gatherings of 250 people or more, but her ban does not apply to the casinos owned by Native American tribes. They're sovereign nations. Some tribes have voluntarily closed casinos, but this is a complicated decision since some rely on the revenue to fund their government. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
The Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians is the largest tribe east of the Mississippi River, with 44,000 citizens. Austin Lowe's is one of those citizens, and he wants his tribe to consider closing their casinos in response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Medical experts strongly recommend that 250 people or more should not congregate in the same place, and a casino is that to a T. You know, it's a place where people go, germs are spread.
He wants quick action. He's seen what's happening in Italy. He's seen guidance from the CDC. He knows this could be bad for older adults.
The Sioux tribe has a lot of people in the community who are elders, who are native speakers, and to lose one of those would be absolutely terrible for our culture.
But casino revenue is critical to this tribal government. Tribal Chairman Aaron Payment says casino profits make up an important gap in federal funding.
Our service area population is funded at about 40% of our need, and so we supplement the other 60% with revenue that comes from our casinos.
The money goes to things like the Sioux Tribe's health department, social services, law enforcement, and environmental monitoring.
100% of our net revenues go for services, and right now, it's all allocated.
There could be some relief from the federal government. When President Donald Trump approved $8.3 billion for COVID-19 assistance earlier this month, $40 million of it was set aside for tribes. Aaron Payment wants to know when and how tribes will get that money.
We want to make sure that it is maximally flexible so that tribes can cater those funds to their needs. And so we haven't been able to get an answer from them.
He calls this whole situation unprecedented. The Sioux Tribe is holding a special meeting of its tribal council on Tuesday, where they'll consider closing their casinos. A few miles west along the Lake Superior shoreline, the Bay Mills Indian community has closed the smaller of its two casinos. Chairman Brian Newland told IPR that a full shutdown of both while paying workers would hurt his tribe's ability to provide services. He says they don't have a rainy day fund. He also says it's hard to tell from the outside how shutting down a casino will impact a tribe. It depends on their debt, their cash flow, and how many citizens they're providing for. Up to this point, only one of 11 other tribes in Michigan, the Gun Lake Tribe, has closed a casino. Austin Lowe, the concerned citizen from Sioux Tribe, thinks tribal governments are paying close attention to each other.
If other tribes close their casinos, I could definitely see the Sioux Tribe following suit.
Lowe also thinks no matter what, coronavirus is going to affect the tribe's economy, and that it shows they need to diversify their sources of revenue. I'm Kay LaFond.
The CDC is now recommending against gatherings of 50 people. A few tribal casinos have announced closures today. So far, it's Little River and Bay Mills.